Blog Talk Radio.
Against the Redskins on October 3rd. John, what do we watch for with Vic?
Incredible production, running and passing. I have never seen Michael Vick play the position better.
We're play from about the 12, and there is Vic, as you talked about, John, rolling and launching downfield for Deshaun Jackson, who accelerates, caught the opening play, and all the way for a touchdown! 88 yards! That field empty. First and goal, Vic. Dancing. Running. In for the touchdown.
You'll see him drop back in the pocket. Nothing there to throw the football. But here's what Michael Vick brings to the table. Mobility, escapability, and a nose through the end zone. Look at the vision. He's still looking for the throw. But now once he's in space, he just makes people miss.
Vic shoveling McCoy, 21-0, out of the gate, Philadelphia. Hello. And they're rolling on possession 5 of the night. Vic taking another shot, this from Macklin. Jeremy Macklin pushed off, caught it, touchdown! Oh, man! Never seen anything like this, ever. Jerome Harrison down the back. Vic off to his left. Being chased, taken off. And the first down at the 40-yard line. That shot gave you a great perspective on how wide Philadelphia sprints the field. To give Vic room to run. And score again. Michael Vick, second rushing touchdown of the night from 6 yards.
Unbelievable. It's just like a man with voice when he gets outside that pocket.
Look at the split. I mean, they take these receivers and they split them all over the field. The Redskins cover down and Michael Vick just walks in. Look at these splits by these receivers. Michael Vick says, you know what? Let's call the quarterback draw. Let's air out the splits. I'll do the rest. I don't know how you stop this guy.
Second down and 10. You saw Deshaun Jackson after that play gets shaken up. He's out. As Vic throws complete to Avant in bounds with a catch by the officials.
That is a catch.
How about the throw? How about you throw a 20-yard bench route in a driving rainstorm. What else you want to see Vic do tonight, Ron?
All right, I think you get the point, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Vick had a great night on Monday night. And Kevin, my partner in crime, that redneck from Philly, are you with me this morning?
Jersey in the house.
Oh, my goodness. And I know I was playing you on fantasy this week on our balance fantasy league, and I should have played him. I guess that I need a public lashing. Oh, my goodness sakes. And you ended up pulling out a win. And if I had played Vic, it would have been a totally different story. So my question is, you know, I'm the god of fantasy football. I know all. Oh, by the way, welcome to Fantasy Football Huddle Saturday morning. As you know, put on by the balance, and the first half hour of the balance is dedicated to fantasy football. Second half hour, the balance. And I tell you what, Kevin, I'm really excited about our brand new hour number two this week. We're going to be dedicating it totally to Indiana Sports, Indiana Up Close and Personal, ICU. Kevin, what are your thoughts on hour number two real quickly? Are you with me, Kevin?
This is Jersey here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Welcome to Fantasy Football Huddle. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, man. It's Jersey here. My boy, Brother Vic, he is the messiah of fantasy football.
Man.
Yo, my man gave me 75 points and I still lost. I benched Roethlisberger and Flacco. I lost 150 to 141. I was down 150 to 66. And he gave me 75 points. But, you know, I mean, I played with all the right guys. It's just the Mendenhall and Foster choked as usual. And Randy the Dud Moss, you know, he's a bum. He ain't going there. But my question is, in my standard league, I got Malcolm Floyd on IR, who may be coming back. And I got Sidney Rice. I got Brandon Marshall, who's hurt with a hamstring, but I can't put him on the IR since he already played, but I didn't play him. I always go with Dez Bryant and Mike Thomas. Out of those five, you know you got to keep Dez Bryant. You know you got to keep Mike Williams. So between Sidney Rice, if he comes off of IR this week to play or he's active, that means I got to take him off of there. And I also Malcolm Floyd and Brandon Marshall. Out of those three, which two do I keep? I also have Rivers and I have Flacco as my quarterback because I traded Roethlisberger last week to a guy who I beat by 0.3 points for Rivers, or I would have beat him by 30 points. So I guess receiver-wise,
Between
Brandon Marshall, Malcolm Floyd, and Sidney Rice, which of those out of those two, which two do I keep? If in fact like tonight or tomorrow you read that Sidney Rice is active, then that means, you know what I mean, and I can't put Marshall on the IR yet because even though he's got a hamstring, his game's over and I'd have to wait till next week, you know what I mean? So who would I drop? Mm-hmm. One of those three. If I had to make room.
Well, I tell you, I definitely keep Brandon Marshall. He has been a guy that has been a surprise to me and has really been lighting it up throughout the season. Those other players that you mentioned there, those are all good keeps. Sounds like you've got a pretty good solid team. I don't know how deep of a team that you have there, but I certainly would take a look at keeping Brandon Marshall. He's do you have a keeper league or what kind of keeper league?
Generally, no, I'm 6-4. I've won 5 in a row. Flacco killed me in the beginning. So it's basically if you're saying keep, because Marshall's been a big dud. But Malcolm Floyd, you know, he's been hurt. He had that one big game. And Sidney Rice, I haven't done anything all year with because, you know, when I drafted him, I was able to put him on IR. But who knows what he's going to do with Favre because Favre kind of stinks. He's back like he was with the Jets. So I guess, like you said, I'm not big on Marshall. You know, Floyd has given me stuff, but I haven't played him. It's always been the Dez Bryant, Mike Williams show now. So, again, out of those other three, I only start two, but I got to keep total of 4 on my roster, you know what I mean, going forward. Mm-hmm. If Sidney Rice becomes available this week in regards to he's saying he's going to play, that means I'd have to activate him, either drop him or one of the other three other guys, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm not a big fan of Sidney Rice to begin with. I think that there's too many unknowns with him, and I certainly would keep Brandon Marshall. So if you've got to drop Brandon Marshall to keep to pick up Sidney Rice, I'd pass on Sidney Rice. I think there's too many variables there that could come back to haunt you, and you're getting too close to playoffs. But we're short on time here. We got to get some other topics
Thank
in
you.
Here. But I appreciate you giving us a call, and I hope I've been help and
yep.
give us a listen every week.
All right, good luck.
And that was our caller from New Jersey. Thanks for your input there, buddy. Glad that to hopefully that we helped you out a little bit there. Like I said, Brandon Marshall's the guy. I like him a lot. He's playing some good football. Hopefully we'll have Kevin, our partner in crime, Redneck from Philly, that'll give us a call in here soon and give us his input on the fantasy thing. I know he'll be joining us here in the second half hour. Well, we're going to take a quick look at the injury report around the league. this week. It's been some injuries going on. Sorry, guys, I couldn't resist, but I know. I could have gone all day without playing that, right? I know everybody's concerned about their injury reports. Clawson, obviously, he's got a concussion out there with Carolina. Owen Daniels with Houston, he's got a hamstring. The Colts are still dealing with a lot of injuries as well. Marquise Cole with the Jets has got some situations. LaDainian Tomlinson, not injury-related, but I don't know if he's going to be able to play on Sunday. So I think maybe he's just not feeling well or there's some situations there. So right now it's kind of looking like maybe LaDainian Tomlinson will not be playing with the Jets on Sunday. Also, Corey McIntyre with the Bills. And Chad Ochocinco got a hurt shoulder. Did not participate in practice this week. So here it is Saturday. I would say he's not going to be in. Your Ocho is no show this week. So make some adjustments there. I want to go back to Michael Vick. What a week that Michael Vick had. He is just on fire. Love him or hate him, I tell you what, he has got a situation in Michael Vick in Philadelphia that has allowed him to just come in and dominate as that starting quarterback. And as Rome said this week, there is a very good possibility that he'll be picking up the 2010 MVP. Now, just a few years ago, he was going to jail for dogfighting. This week he has there's talk of him being the MVP of the league. Can a guy who was such a burden on society turn the leaf so much to the fact that he now has possibilities of being the 2010 MVP? Well, we'll see how that pans out. He has a perfect passer rating. He has a whopping 11.9 yards per attempt, passing 10 yards per attempt rushing, and was nothing short of breathtaking on Monday night. And there again, I have to say that I fell short. I let you guys down. I did not play Michael Vick on Monday. Actually, I was playing Kevin, our co-host here. I was playing him, and I just thought with that, with Michael Vick and the way that he played against Washington, but the first time and got his bell rung and stuff, I thought he would be a little bit more conservative. But I guess he had a point to make, and make it he did, boys and girls. Absolutely. So if you've got Michael Vick as your number two quarterback, I'd certainly push him up to your number one quarterback. He is certainly MVP status, and as we all know, he'll probably, if he can be forgiven some more in time, will be a Hall of Fame quarterback. Who knows how that will play out with all the dogfighting. The thing about sports is, as long as you're performing and doing well on the field, then you know that you're going to be forgiven. In all fairness, he has paid his debt to society, and he has turned a new leaf, and certainly has proven to me that he has changed ways, and I hope that continues to be a forward motion for him in that type of a situation. So, all right, boys and girls, we will be right back here on Fantasy Football Huddle. Remind you that you can find us on Facebook under The Balance. You can also find us on Twitter, TBalance, and, of course, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can email us at tbalance@ymail.com. We'll be right back, and when we get back, we will break down the stardom, the sedums, all right here on Fantasy Football Huddle.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, G-Balance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com. Welcome back to Fantasy Football Huddle, boys and girls. That's right, I am Tom, your fantasy god, here for the next half hour, and we will begin to break down the starting and the setups. In this particular situation, you know that I am your fantasy god, so just sit back and relax as I guide you through the stardom and settings coming up here in week number 11, boys and girls. We're going to go with Carson Palmer. Like him, start him. We can all agree that Palmer has not played the greatest this season, but his fantasy production is still far above average. He's actually the number 11 quarterback, and in most standard leagues, he has multiple touchdown passes and gets several points per game. So I'd go with him. Again, he doesn't have Ocho Cinco, no show-o for Ocho. So it looks like, he's going to – Terrell Owens is facing his former team this week. This will be a good week to count on Palmer as a fantasy option. So if you've got Carson Palmer, I'd go ahead and start him. Sean Hill at – Dallas, I'd start him. I'd also start Kitna, Gerard, Sanchez. All those are all the ones that I like. My sleeper quarterback this week is Mr. Vince Young, going against the Redskins. As you probably don't have the need to start Young in the majority of leagues with the bye weeks is over, but he hasn't exactly been dominating recently, but I like him. He could be my sleeper of the week. He could come out with some serious points against them Redskins. So I'd certainly take a look at him this week. And if you don't have any better options to play, and like I said, he definitely has the ability to come up as one of our sleeper guys in the league. That's for sure. So we look forward to that. Now, here's, guys, I'm going to tell you, when I tell you to set somebody, set them, unless it's Michael Vick. If I tell you to set Michael Vick, don't ever listen to me again. Like last week, I didn't start Michael Vick, and it came back to bite me. But in most cases, that's right, you heard it first right here on Fantasy Football Huddle, and I know what's going on. I'm in the know, so here's where we're at. When you, on quarterbacks, set Mr. Brett Favre. You have to be desperate to consider Mr. Favre in a starting fantasy option at this point in the season, but still 30% of all owners started him last week. Oh, come on. I'm just saying. I know, if you got to start a statement, I'm just saying, don't say it. I'm saying don't start Mr. Brett Favre. Don't start Matt Schaub at the Jets. The Jets' pass defense has not been as dominant as last year, but they are still tough. Ryan Fitzpatrick, set him. Fitzpatrick stays as a starting fantasy option. Appear to be over with an average 13 fantasy points in the past three games against Kansas City, Chicago, and Detroit. He only has three touchdowns and three interceptions that span over as of a tough matchup. Jay Cutler, at Miami. Cutler has played great in the past two games against Buffalo and Minnesota, but I would certainly look at setting him this week. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at there. And Jay Cutler, Donovan McNabb at Tennessee. Yeah, you need to set McNabb. McNabb is if the coach doesn't even have confidence in him, why would you as a fantasy football owner have confidence? McNabb finally got his first game of the season with multiple touchdown passes in Week 10 against Philadelphia, but he also had his first game of the season with three interceptions, which ruined his performance. McNabb struggled on the road this season with an average 193 passing yards, four touchdowns, and five interceptions. Tennessee has struggled at times in pass defense this season, but I'm going to tell you, this is the week to set Donovan McNabb. My bust alert, Matt Ryan at St. Louis. I went back and forth on who to put on this spot between Orton, Roethlisberger, and Ryan. None of them had great matchups, but my thought is Orton will be throwing most at San Diego, and Roethlisberger is at home against an Oakland team going to the East Coast for a 1 o'clock game. The Raiders could be sluggish. Ryan won't have a bad game with multiple interceptions. He should still be able to get the ball, Roddy White. I expect Ryan to have a performance like he did in Week 5 at Cleveland with 11 fantasy points. So that's my bust alert, Matt Ryan at St. Louis. All right, guys, here's the position that probably scores you the most points in most leagues, and that's your running back position. So pay close attention to Uncle Tom here as I begin to tell you who to start and who to set in your running back situations. Start Cedric Benson this week against Buffalo. I'm going to give him one more chance for this game against the Bills. Even though he struggled, it's still a good matchup. Start Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, whatever his name is, Ben Jarvis Green hyphen Ellis. Oh, my goodness. Green Ellis has been one of the most impressive games at Pittsburgh this last week with 18 carries. So, you know, I would start him, and I apologize there, guys. We thought I was getting a caller from our co-host, Kevin from our redneck from Philly, but he's not quite joined us yet, and I know that he will be joining us here in the second half here for the balance for sure. So, boys and girls, I hope to tell you that if you guys want to find us on Facebook, you can find us on Facebook under The Balance. You can also find us on Twitter, T-Balance. And Fantasy Football Huddle comes here every Saturday morning. So make sure that you guys are on board with us. All right, guys, this has been a good week. I tell you what, how is your league coming together? We just talked with our caller from New Jersey. Again, thank you for your calls. And you guys can certainly give us a call here on The Balance, our call-in number. And you can certainly give us a call. You can call us at 917-889-8516. It's 917-889-8516. Now, going back to who I would on your starting and set 'em type situations in the NFL. Of course, you know, we've got a lot of injuries. So as we know, the injuries have been huge for the Colts and a lot of other teams. So one of the things that you You've got to look at his injuries this week, and we broke down a few of them. I wish we had time here in the huddle to break down every single injury that we have. But obviously, you guys want to be playing Michael Vick. I mean, you guys want to be playing. You want to be playing Tom Brady and so forth. So definitely, you know, get those guys into your situations and into your lineup. Like I said, you want to be starting Vince Young. You know, Sean Hill, I like him too. I'd go ahead and get him started this week as well. Now, running back situations, like I said, on the ones to start there, you know, Jamar Charles, Frank Gore's injured, Chris Johnson and Ray Rice, I'd certainly look at playing them. Darren McFadden, I'd look at playing them. LT, see, I'm just not too sure that he's going to be the person that you want to who you want to play this week. Again, you want to play Tom Brady. He's coming against Indianapolis this week, and he is really going to try to capitalize on the Tom Brady situation with you know, the injuries that the Colts have had. Now, going into wide receivers, I like Michael Crabtree. I like Mario Manningham. I like San Antonio Holmes, Nate Burleson, Nate Washington. And my sleeper alert is James Jones. So I'd go ahead and play him as well. Again, you can find us on T-Balance on Twitter, and you can also find us under The Balance on Facebook. Also, boys and girls, coming up, we're going to do hour number two. Now, it will be coming about approximately 11 o'clock Eastern time today. We have some scheduling conflicts with the second hour with Blog Talk Radio, but we will be back on the air around 11 o'clock with our feature second hour, and that's Indiana Up Close on Jeff featuring Indiana sports. So if you're associated with Indiana sports in any capacity, we want to hear you and hear what you've got going on with Indiana sports. Also coming up here in The Balance, we're going to break down the NFL this week. Kevin and I will give you our picks. Of course, there's very little NASCAR to talk about, and I'm going to let Kevin get into that. And we're going to talk a little bit NBA and show for us. So make sure that you guys stick around here on what's coming up. And remember also something very exciting that we're excited about here at The Balance is we are now can be found on iTunes. That's right. You can find us on iTunes. Just search The Balance, and you'll be able to find both the first and second hour, Fantasy Football, The Balance, and Indiana Up Close, all three different shows in their own right, but all together as The Balance. Again, my name's Tom, and we will be back here in exactly just a few minutes here to jump right in the board with the Balance and the second half of The Balance. So, boys and girls, it's been a pleasure. I hope you have a good week 11, and we'll see what's going on here very, very soon.
Like what you hear on The Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Anybody wants out, get out. Okay? This team is going to the playoffs. Okay? This team's going to the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
We should understand that. That's a damn coaching mistake, right? The kids are playing their tail off, and the coaches are screwing it up.
I don't have to say any more than that, Brent.
No, you certainly don't, Jack. Very honest assessment. I saw
him. I'm a man. I'm
sorry.
I'm not a kid. Who's the kid here? Are you kidding me? That's all I got to say. It makes me want to puke.
Welcome, Earthlings. You have stumbled across The Balance, the only internet radio program that gives you a full balance of all sports. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter at TBalance. You can also find us on Facebook under The Balance. And make sure you send us your comments to TBalance@ymail.com. Right now, here's your host, Tom and Kevin.
And welcome to The Balance, another episode of The Balance. And if you've stuck around from Fantasy Football Huddle, we thank you. Kevin, my redneck from Philly, my partner in crime, are you with me?
I am with you. How are you this morning?
I am good. I am good. I am sure you are after Michael Vick's explosive, dynamic night on the field. And yours truly was stupid enough on the night that I was playing you to not play Michael Vick. What in the world was up with that? I need a public lashing.
I don't know, but I thank you for that because he had 49 points that day for fantasy football. Thank God you did not play him.
You know, I heard from Ed Coleman, local city county councilman here in Indianapolis, and he plays in our league as well. And he sent me a text, and he's like, "What were you thinking?" I was like, "I don't know." And you know what? The whole time I thought, "Man, I'm still up by 10. I'm sitting good, light my stogie." Oh my gosh! I had to turn that game off, man. It put me into a pit of depression. So, well, good news on your Fighting Eagles. It looks like they have them a starting quarterback. The question is, will it last into 2011 season, and will he get the MVP, Mr. Kevin? What are your thoughts on that?
If he continues doing what he's doing, and not just because I'm a Philly fan, he has a real good fight and a good stance for getting the MVP. But the question, will he continue it? I mean, he was down this path before he got hurt, so it's not like this is a new thing for him. Vic is a good quarterback. He's finally proved that he's not just the runner that everybody feels he is, that, you know, he is a pocket quarterback. I mean, that first throw went 60 yards in the air to Jackson. And unfortunately for Washington, Jackson's one of the fastest out there. So once he caught that ball, it was ugly after that.
Go ahead. I have Jackson as well, and in my other league, and I was just like, man, this was just something else. It was a good game though. It was a good game to watch. If you didn't have any players in there and you weren't stupid enough to set Michael Vick like myself. Now, it's Thanksgiving weekend, Mr. Kevin, our Thanksgiving show, and I wish I had had time to get me some Tom Turkey sound bites going, but we'll just have to go with what we got today. Kevin, any big plans for the Thanksgiving weekend coming up here?
No. I've unfortunately been asked by several people to come over and cook and bring stuff, so, but I told
you. Are you going to be asked to be the chef at
at some holiday gatherings.
Yeah, I have. I told them all day that it's an off day, so I hate to tell them, but it's just not going to happen.
Well, give us a recipe for some good sports here. Obviously, we got some games coming up here on Thursday, and we're going to break those down. We know the Lions are going to play on Thanksgiving Day. And we know the Cowboys are going to play on Thanksgiving Day. And we know numerous other college teams are going to play on Thanksgiving Day. It's always a good day for football and eating. And I know Michael Vick is thankful to be on a situation where he's with a team that's winning. And he has an opportunity to be who else gets to be in prison and then turn around and be the MVP? My goodness, Michael Vick never ceases to amaze me. He's got plenty of stuff to be thankful for this Thanksgiving, and we certainly wish all of our listeners a great Thanksgiving. And enjoy the sports, enjoy the family time, and just enjoy the time off of work. I know I've got my family coming over, and I'm gonna cook the bird, and we've got some people coming over, so it's gonna be a good time. And one thing for sure is we're gonna have a lot of food, Macy's Day Parade, and a lot of football, Kevin. A lot of football.
Yes, and I am looking forward to that day. I want to just recognize real quick, Tom, we do have somebody in the chat room, Philly, JBTR. This is the second week he's joined us. He was with us last week. Another Philly fan.
So we got another guy from Philly on the line?
We got another guy.
All right. Love those guys from Philly. So what is his thoughts on Mr. Vick and the Eagles real quickly here today? I know he's in the chat room, so I'll let you talk with that, and as you get your responses, you can come back and let us know on that. Now, Kevin, I know that we have some games here coming up here that we need to do our picks on. So, Kevin, what are your picks here coming up here in week 11? That's what week we're in.
Yes.
Are we in week 11? Are we in week 11?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Go ahead. Go ahead, Kevin. I'm over talking you as usual.
I would have lost the Thursday night game. I would have picked Miami to beat Chicago with a beat in Miami. So I would say I'd already be 0-1.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I didn't get my picks officially done this week, so I'm just going to kind of go off of my gut feeling as we go through these. And so I didn't really get a chance to break down the games and so forth. So I'm just going to go with the gut feeling here. But I think that you're right on that. I would have picked Miami to beat Chicago on that. So what was the final score of that? Do you know what the...
16-0.
I don't remember what... Huh?
16-0.
Yeah, Chicago won 16-0, correct?
Yep. Correct.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, well, we don't need to pick who's coming up on that game, but we've got Buffalo at Cincinnati.
I'll go Cincinnati just as at home. Neither team is one that I'd miss something to watch, but I'll go Cincinnati.
You know what? That's going to be a good game. It's not between two powerhouses by any stretch of the imagination. But like I said, over in the huddle, Ocho Cinco is out. Well, it looks like he's probably out. They haven't made that official announcement, but he certainly hasn't practiced. And I know he's got some injuries there. So I think that there could be some problems there. I think that this is a not going to be one of those featured games of the week, but I think Buffalo has an outside chance of going with it. And since there's no clear definitive winner in this, I'm going to go ahead and pick Buffalo on this one just so that we've got somebody that's picked them. Cat, Detroit at Dallas.
Oh, well, again, not a needed team right now is a powerhouse, but I'll go for – I don't know. I'm going to go with Dallas on that one.
I'm going to agree with you. They're playing at Dallas. I've got a new coach. He seems to be
shaking the tree a little bit there. They have been playing some decent ball over the last week. I mean, they played some decent ball last week. So I'm going to go ahead and give this one to Dallas. There again, this isn't another really big matchup, but it is Detroit at Dallas. I'm going to say Dallas on that one. Washington at Tennessee.
I'll go with Tennessee for that one.
I'm going to give Tennessee on that one. Tennessee's been playing some good ball. They've got a new wide receiver down there. He's an unknown guy, but maybe he'll prove himself to.
Yep.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and go with the Titans out there. Arizona at Kansas City.
I'll go KC on that one.
I'm going KC on that one as well. I think the Chiefs have been playing really good ball. They're at home. They like to win at home. So, and like I said, you know, Matt Castle's has been pretty consistent, and they've got some good ammunition out there and at home. There's a lot of things in their favor, so I'm going with Kansas City as well. Green Bay at Minnesota.
Minnesota, just to me right now, have so many hurt players, and I'm going to go Green Bay.
You know what? Here's the thing. I'm not a big fan of Brett Favre, and so it is the Green Bay Minnesota game. That's a big rivalry game, and that's a game that, you know, has a lot of potential of where they throw out the record book. So, you know, we could go either way on this, but there again, to just so that we've got somebody that's picking Minnesota, I think that they have an outside chance of winning. They're at home. And Brett Favre is still trying to prove himself in his final league in the NFL, final years in the year in the NFL.
Yes.
Go with Minnesota on that one. Houston at the Jets.
I'll go with the Jets on that one.
Okay, I agree. Going to go ahead and agree with you on the Jets on that one. They are starting to turn it around, and they certainly have become a force to reckon with. Oakland at Pittsburgh.
We'll hit Pittsburgh up on that one.
I like Pittsburgh. I think they're going to play a very good game, and they probably will win this game. But there again, I think that Oakland has the ability to win, and I think that I'm not a big fan of Ben Roethlisberger this week. I'm not a big fan of this matchup. I think that Oakland's defense is pretty tough. So I'm going to go ahead and give this one to Oakland. Baltimore at Carolina. I hope you're writing this down, Kevin, because you know what? I just realized I'm not. If not, hey, you know what? Next week we both got them right. Whatever we picked, we got them right, right? Whoever wins, that's who we pick, right, next week.
Hey, it's our say that.
That's right. We can change the rules as we go. That's right. Baltimore at Carolina.
Again, neither team is this week. There's a lot of matchups that just neither team is jumping out there
to pick.
They're saying, "Watch me," and I think they're one. I'll go Carolina.
I'm going to go ahead, and I think this is Carolina's been struggling, and I don't know what has, because Flacco has been doing a good job overall. I mean, Ray Rice is in town. I mean, they're playing. I mean, Ray Rice is there in town at Carolina. I mean, he's not playing for Carolina. I'm sorry, that came out wrong. And I just think that Baltimore has just been putting the stars are lining up for him, so I'm going to go with Baltimore on this one. But you're right, it is a tough game to pick, so I'm going to go with Baltimore on that one. Cleveland at Jacksonville.
I'll go with Jacksonville on that one.
Well, Jacksonville has certainly proven themselves to be a powerhouse here in the AFC, which we're going to probably end up seeing Jacksonville in the postseason. But I like how Cleveland's been playing in some overtime situations, and they've been playing some good teams pretty tough. I'm going to go ahead and go out on the limb here and say Cleveland could beat Jacksonville in this game. Atlanta at St. Louis.
I'm going with St. Louis on that one. I mean, I like Matt Ryan. I like Atlanta. But I'm going to go and say St. Louis on that one.
I agree. I think St. Louis has a very good chance of winning this game, and very good possibility with it being in the home, they're going to pull it out. But, however, I think Atlanta is playing some good ball as well. Their defense is pretty tight this year. I think that, and they do well in dome situations. St. Louis has not quite put everything together. I like St. Louis, don't get me wrong. They are certainly been able to put some things together down there. Certainly this is the best year they've had in a long time. But I'm going to pick Atlanta on that. That's my official pick. That's my final answer. Seattle at New Orleans.
You know, Drew Brees is in the beginning of the season. I was really wondering what the heck happened to them. But I think Drew Brees has finally gotten into a groove. He's figuring out whatever he was missing in the beginning of the season. So I'm going New Orleans on that one.
I agree. I don't see any reason why, especially playing Seattle, I don't see any reason why that's going to happen. Seattle's just beat up one problem after another. And, you know, on a completely different side note, I saw where Raheem Brock, former Colt, was arrested for a DUI down there in Seattle, who plays for the Seahawks now. So I didn't know if you'd heard that or not, but absolutely that happened. So speaking of criminals in the football league, McAfee, our swim captain here.
Yeah.
He did sign his criminal diversion paperwork, our diversion paperwork, which means he won't be prosecuted if he has to go to some sort of alcohol counseling. And
right.
If as long as he completes that and keeps his nose clean and can stay out of the canal, they're going to probably wipe this slate clean. I mean, I think on the levels of criminals in the NFL, he's way down on the list. We'd just like to give him a hard time. McAfee is playing some good ball. He is kicking the snot out of some good punts here, and he has given us some good field things. So, but he just needs to get rid of that swimmer here.
Stop swimming. He'll be all right.
Yeah, stop swimming in the canal. All right, Tampa Bay at San Francisco.
I'll go to San Francisco on that one with it being in San Francisco.
I like San Francisco as well. Yeah, Tampa's probably going to put some points on the board, but I like them as well. All right, here is my dreaded pick, my balls-to-the-wall pick, Indianapolis at New England.
That I'm going with Indy on that one.
Indy's got to pull this one out. There again, we were talking about earlier about throw out the record books. I tell you what, nothing else matters. When you go to Foxborough the week before Thanksgiving on national television, you have to win. You have to find a way to win. I think Peyton Manning knows that, understands that, and concerned about the depth of injuries. I think a dive practice this week. I think Colley might be back on the roster. So I think that there's a couple others. White might be back on the roster, and so there's certainly the potential there. But they're going to have to play some ball. They're going to have to put it together, and if not, and New England is going to run away with this game. My pick would be Indianapolis because it is Indianapolis, and I will never pick against my beloved Colts. But I will tell you, it is a game. They're going to have to go there and play in Foxborough outside. It's not a friendly stadium for the Colts, so you know we don't have a good history there. So you know I just am worried about it, but I think we can put it together for a win. It's Sunday night football night in America. Michael Vick shows his face again against those Giants, but they'll be in Philadelphia. What is the pick, Mr. Kevin?
Well, you know who I'm going to pick. You know I'm going to pick.
You like that teaser there. We'll be right back with Kevin's pick. From
Exactly. I will say that it's going to be, you know, kind of like the Indy New England. When Giants and Philly play, throw records out. So it's a NFC East battle. And it's the records don't matter, but I just think Philly is going to be so jacked up coming off that last win that I don't think Giants are going to be able to do it.
I agree. I totally agree. All right, our final game, Monday night, Denver at San Diego.
Oh, I'm going to go with San Diego on that one.
I am too. I don't like Denver this year at all in any way, shape, or form. So I'm going to go with San Diego on that game to pull out a win.
San Diego has offense when they play and don't do stupid mistakes.
When they play, absolutely. Absolutely, when they play, and that's the proverbial question, I guess.
Correct. Yes.
Well, Kevin, we've got some exciting things coming up. I know that we had a scheduling thing, and we're going to be doing our new feature. The second hour of our show is ICU, Indiana Up Close, and we're going to just do feature pieces. This show, just for our listener purposes, we will not be taking calls. We will be taking emails. We will not be in the chat room. These are feature pieces that are dedicated to Indiana sports. And, Indiana has a very, very rich culture of sports, from high school basketball to football to, of course, we have the Colts and the Pacers and, you know, we have the Indianapolis Ice here and the Indianapolis Indians here. And so throughout, from this point forward, we're going to be doing feature pieces and on the on Indiana sports. And I know that we're going to have an hour that's broke down. And you and I are going to take a couple of features each week. And you know, we're going to feature parts of Indiana sports. So it's a new and exciting time for our program, and that airs today at 11 o'clock Eastern. Is that correct, Kevin?
Actually, the conflict with that, we have to actually do it at 12 airing.
Okay, 12. Okay, 12 o'clock Eastern. Okay. So join us on that. And also, you guys can find us on iTunes. And I know that we're brand new on this, so I believe you just searched The Balance. Is that correct, Kevin, to find us on iTunes?
Yeah, go into iTunes, search The Balance, and you will find it. There are several, so you got to look and make sure you don't pick the yoga ones, because Tom and I do not talk about yoga.
We do not. Although I do meditate right before the show here. Give me some good picks before the huddle.
I've done that. Yeah. But it took me a while to get back up off the floor the 1 week, so I stopped.
That's right. And those who have met me know that I have a body for radio, so when I'm on the floor, it's going to be hard for me to get back up. So we're excited about a lot of things that are coming up, and I do know that ICU will also be on iTunes, and that they'll search under a different search criteria, which will make that information known in the thing. Because the second hour actually is a second show sponsored, is a completely different show. However, it is a product or a production of The Balance. It is a completely separate show, so we want to make sure that we make that into. We say it's the second hour, but we will be getting to the point where it will be bumped up against this, but it is a completely separate show. It's called ICU Indiana Close Up. So we hope that you guys will join us at 12 o'clock Eastern today for that show. Kevin, we don't have a lot of time left here, but I do want to make sure that we give you a few minutes to talk NASCAR. I believe this will be the last week that you have an opportunity to do that, right?
It is. This is the last week.
I hear a rumor that somebody won for the first time this year.
Yeah.
That's sarcasm.
Yes, I know. This is going to be a really, really good race this week. There's a lot of scenarios that are going to be coming to play. It's basically come down, like we said last week, to three people. the only three that can win a championship is Denny Hamlin, Jimmy Johnson, and Kevin Harvick. And all three of them are close enough that it all will be based on finished and who can leave the most laps. Out of qualifying, Jimmy Johnson's got the highest qualifying spot. And at Homestead, that's pretty important. So, you know, I personally, I am a Hendrick Motorsports fan. But for the sake of racing, I really think somebody else needs to win. If somebody else doesn't win, I think the racing is going to lose a lot of people for next year.
Well, I agree, and I know that you're able to break down those a lot more than I am. I'm the baseball guy. You're the racing guy. That's why you're the redneck from Philly. You like those right turns.
That's
like
right.
Left turns. Right.
Left turns. All left turns, baby. Left turn.
That's all good. Although I do have a lot of fun going out to the tracks and stuff. Now, keep in mind, you can find us on The Balance and T-Balance on Twitter and The Balance on Facebook, and you can also send us an email under tbalance@ymail.com. And again, coming up here at 12 o'clock Eastern is ICU, Indiana Up Close, and we hope that you'll join us for that. It's a feature show where we'll feature different segments pertaining to Indiana sports and really kind of a different look. We talk sports, you know, as far as the sporting news during The Balance, but this show is going to be more of a different twist. We're going to do a lot of behind the scenes stuff, a lot of people interest stories, if you will, and a lot of situations that perhaps just a different twist on some of the stories there. Do you have anything to add on that, Kevin?
No, me and you are big on the local sports. It's great to watch the pros. It's great to support them. But, you know, you've got a bunch of local kids that are out there just really playing football, playing basketball because they love the sport. And they all have dreams of making it big and getting them big contracts. But, you know, the reality of it is, we have just a bunch of local guys going out there and giving it their all. So, come in and listen to us. It's going to be, like you said, a twist. It's going to be a little bit unique on the way we cover things. Of course, me and you are unique the way we do a lot of things. So that really shouldn't be anything new to our listeners.
No, I think that you're absolutely right. So that's ICU coming up at 12 o'clock Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find that on iTunes. Remember to search The Balance under Facebook, The Balance, Twitter, T-Balance. We are now on iTunes, so you can find us on iTunes as well. Search The Balance. Well, that's going to do it for another show. Kevin and I are out of here. We'll see you at 12 o'clock Eastern for ICU.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bitch, son of a bitch, gun. You thought I was gonna say, son of a bitch, didn't you?
That's all, folks.